Hey, we're live from STS Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, and I've got Gene Jackson on the line, in the green room, whatever you want to say. Gene, where are you live from tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening to this?
Well, there was a change of plans, and I'm back in Coleman, but that's why I was so late. I was originally supposed to be in Muscle Shoals, but I ended up back in Coleman late tonight, so...
Oh, wow. Muscle Shoals. We could talk forever about that, but there's Lynyrd Skynyrd's song. Every time I hear Muscle Shoals, that's all I think about. So this time, we're going to try to figure out, and we actually kidded around a bit before we got online. Let me just say this. I picked these shows by random. I'll take the date and try to get it as close to the date that we're going to be airing. So we're going to be airing this show on 11/08/2018. So I went to 11/06/1999, and we're going to answer, was it really that good? So we're talking 19 years ago. The show starts out ECW. Now, this is the hardcore TV. This is at this time, and I kind of read up in the Observer to see what the hell was going on, because this was like a highlight show. They also had the TNN show going on at the same time.
Right.
So they're doing two shows. They're showing a lot of stuff on that main show. And if you'll listen to the commentary on this, they took some stuff off this show, off the TNN show, and didn't even say anything. I mean, didn't edit it out or anything. He said here on TNN, Joey Styles is. But the show started out with Carino, Victory, and Rhino. And Rhino is, I hear him make some kind of comment. This is like one of his first year in the business. Am I right with that?
Yeah. I know he hadn't been around very long, and it was the first thing that jumped out at me was he was wearing that pink singlet, which was, you know, very un-Rhino like of him to be wearing. But yeah, I believe this was, I don't know if it was his first year in the business all around, but definitely was, you know, his first exposure on television, his first big break in wrestling. And man, if you're unsure about it being 19 years ago, you just look at how skinny Carino was. And it's crazy that he became what he did over the years, because back then, man, he looked like a jobber off WCW Saturday Night.
He did. You know, he reminded me of CM Punk without the tattoos. He really True. Did. I was just like, Jack Victory's in a wheelchair. I'm a huge, and I mentioned this on the Jazz show this week, huge Jack Victory mark. I think he's probably one of the most underrated guys ever, probably. Just a good bumper, and he was real big at this time. Paul had that thing where he could, you know, kind of get anyone over kind of deal. This was also right after the Sandman returned. The Sandman went to WCW, and he was Hack, wasn't he, there?
Hardcore Hack.
Yeah, God there knows. We go. He was the Observer. I went and read the Observer, and it says something about being fired or let go. We're not sure about that. But the main thing was they were going to release him of his contract and then offer him $500 per show to do it. And he refused to do that, went back to ECW. So they show this big, huge deal where there's clips of Dreamer and Raven against Just Incredible and Storm and the lights go out like they always do in an ECW show. This was actually came from Dayton, Ohio, is where this came from. And he appeared. And what I hated most about all of this was, I mean, that crowd, they fucking lost their shit. But there was no Sandman music. I was like, my God, this is horrible.
That's the only downside of watching... Well, any of it, but especially ECW on the network, because the music was such a huge part of the show and was such a huge part of the characters, especially Sandman. It really does lose something when you got that generic elevator music that they dub in for music for everybody. It really, if it's somebody who never got a chance to see ECW back in the day, and their only exposure to it is watching it on the network with that god awful dubbed over music, it really loses something.
Well, Paul was just so smart with this. The lights went out. They show Sandman. He comes to the ring, you know, Kane, Kane, Kane. And then the music starts when he starts drinking the beer in the ring. But it's just, and just for the hell of it, right now while we're talking in the background in post-production, I'm doing the Sandman music, okay? So at least we'll be able to, we'll be able to hear.
To find out.
Yeah, well, that's right. What was I thinking? They killed Metallica killed Napster, so there we go. But I was just, man, that crowd was, when me and Lance was at All In, we always was kidding about, you know, there's probably someone going to come out. It was Jericho, but we was going like, what if CM Punk came out, blah, 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 during a whole show. And every time he would mention someone's name, I'd say, that crowd's going to lose their shit. They're going to lose their shit. And, man, they did lose their shit here when Sandman came in. And Sandman looked good, too. He looked like he was in a little better shape than he'd ever been in, I guess because of being at WCW. But just, I marked out totally. I went, I said a little bit about this on the Jazz Show, but I took two tag teams for an ECW tryout. I'll tell that whole story one of these days. But the one thing was we got, they let us in. Through the back and told us to first go watch the show and then meet them afterwards for the tryout. And we watched the show, and my crew, who I was always Mr. Professional about everything, cracked up because I actually marked out for the Sandman when he came out. So I guess I guess everybody has someone they're gonna mark out for. But yeah,
wasn't that like one of the very last ECW shows?
It actually was the second to the last, so yeah.
Because I used to joke about that. I used to say, yeah, BT and them showed up and just killed the whole damn promotion.
And we did the same thing for Power Pro. I was serious. The second to the last ECW show, we got a tryout. And then the Power Pro, I gave Randy Hales and Brandon Baxter a videotape and told them I didn't want a job, but I wanted these two teams to get a job if they... And the next week, Power Pro closed down.
That's ironic.
So, you know, if you guys out there, anybody wants their promotion to die, just let me know and I'll give tapes to them. So, we had clips next. All this show was clips. They were trying to get everyone ready for November to Remember for 1999. We had clips of Sabu Taz at the finish. Did you notice how horrible Sabu's pin was?
Yes.
Oh,
it stood out. Why did you include that in the highlight reel? Because that was not something you want to... Somebody saw it once, you shouldn't have brought attention to it a second time.
Oh, it was horrible. He put him through the table, and then he went to pin him, and he wasn't even pinning him. He was like... his leg was like he was taking a shit on his face or something. I was just like, what the hell is he doing? And Taz did a senton, which I thought was fucking hilarious. And Joey Styles, you know, going, oh, he's going to the top, he's going to the top. And I was just cracking up. And Taz, I was a huge Taz mark also, but he just looks funny now to me because he's just little, I don't know. He really was. That was the perfect gimmick for him. He was just a small guy that they did make him believable, but for some reason I was. And then they did something where... I don't know. The Impact players attacked Sabu. RVD made the save for Sabu. And then Sabu hit RVD. And then Taz got RVD. What the fuck was going on there?
Things got really hard to follow at that point in ECW. And then, of course, you know, it was weird because at that point, with the return of Sandman, and then prior to him, the return of Raven, you had Dreamer, Raven, and Sandman all together, which was just, you know, sacrilege of for anybody who'd been a longtime ECW fan. So I don't know. It just got really convoluted at this point. That's why I guess I don't look back on 99 fondly. Like when you send me these shows, I'm usually like, all right, or. And so when I saw ECW, I'm like, yeah. And I saw 99, I was like, shit. All right, well, I'll watch it. But 95-ish up and through 98, good stuff. 99 is when it really started to trail off. The TNN stuff is not my favorite other than like the Jerry Land RVD series and stuff like that. But, Not their high water mark here in what we watched this week. And like, I knew watching, I'm like, this is going to be kind of hard for us to do our thing because it's so much clips. Like, how do you really talk about clips? So.
Right. I know. I picked the worst one, and I should have. But I like to be able to do it randomly and just see. But this is one of those shows that most of it, you know, we would have probably spent time fast-forwarding it if we were actually watching it back in the day. On a VHS, you know, I used to get this stuff on VHS, and it would, you know, be four shows, and I'd watch it. And this is probably one of those shows where you're like, oh, they're getting ready for the pay per view. Let me fast forward through this to watch this kind of thing. All right, let's take a quick commercial. We'll be right back. All right, let's get back. This is, like we said, pretty much a clip, kind of weird, like I said, with DVD, RVD making a save. Here's something that, dude, I just never was into this team, and I barely remember them, and that's the Baldies. Maybe because I was offended. Maybe that was it.
I vaguely remember them. They never stood out to me other than, holy shit, that's PN News. Where did they find him? that's about the biggest reaction the Baldies ever got out of me, although I'm quickly becoming one. So
yeah, there we go. And then they did a really good angle there because New Jack came out to make the save. One of the Baldies grabbed a staple gun and stapled him in the eye. Even though there's been tons of shit going on ECW, that's another thing. When New Jack came out, the music was god awful. But he stapled him in the eye, and then Axel, and was it Axel Rotten?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Balls sat there and did and it was kind of like one of those, it was a shoot interview, and Balls was telling him, you know, you don't do that to Jerome. He was talking about New Jack. I thought that was a well-done interview right there.
It was, and I don't know, it kind of brought me back to that time, because that was a time period in wrestling where they were really doing a lot of that whole, let's try to make them believe it's a shoot and throwing out real names and shit like that, that eventually got overdone, and it got done in a really cheesy way in WCW with Vince Russo and guys like that. But here, I'm like you, I think it was well done, and it added a little layer to that angle that wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Yeah, if we were watching it then, and it would come off a little bit better than, like I said, we've seen it, a lot of stuff going on now. Simon Diamond did one of the worst pieces of video ever. It's some dick joke. That was all it was about, was a dick joke. There was rookies. One was bent over, and then he said, here's dick, or here's my dick, and it was some guy sitting there, a big steroid guy. Just god-awful. I was like, this is going to be good, because I always thought Simon Diamond was good on the microphone, but geez, that was horrible. And then later on, he did something else where he said, leave my dick alone or something, and it was that same guy. Just horrible. And then...
He's no Joey Ryan, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. That was... What's up with Jerry Lynn with his glasses, is what I want to know.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought that. I was like, man, take those damn glasses off. You look like a freaking school teacher trying to cut a promo here. Those were not favorable to doing a wrestling promo whatsoever. I felt in no way inclined to believe anything he was saying in that promo.
You know, and Carino comes in, says something to him, Lynn chases him, and then Tajiri jumps Lynn in the dressing room, kicks him in his already broken ribs or whatever, you know, he's got it taped up. Here's the thing about Carino. If you're watching this video, notice that, Carino's a little happy during this part of the video. Backstage, he's standing there, and you can see, well, he's just happy. Let's put it that way. Look at his cock, okay? And you'll see how happy he is, all right?
Jesus, I love how you played it subtle there for a minute, and you jumped there. Look at his cock. Apparently, someone went back in time and gave him blue chew.
Hey, that's it. Guys, use the STS and be just like Steve Carino. There we go. I was just like, what the hell? Why are you excited about standing back here, you know? And then they showed clips, and I may have to go back and watch this. I just forget about, you know, everyone talks about the work rate now is at the best it's ever been in the business. When you see a guy like Tajiri and Lynn in the ring, that match right there would stand up to any of the other, you know, flip and flop and shit that they do now. I mean, it's just fucking awesome, those two guys going at it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it really did stand out. And Jerry Lynn was an awesome wrestler. Like, oh, I said, he had tremendous matches with Rob Van Dam and all kinds of guys. And it's just that wearing the glasses was just a strange choice. But I'm still so distracted with he was happy. You should look. He was happy. Look at his cock.
Well, you wasn't putting it over. You had to put it over. You was supposed to put it.
Well, I just always find it funny. You're subtle about, like, with the Robert Fuller thing last week. You know, last show. Yeah. You were real subtle about that, and then you just jumped to it. But I just think it's funny for the subtlety when, you know, your whole sponsorship is lube and dick pills. And
hey,
I feel weird talking about guys in spandex on a show sponsored by lube and Blue Chew. I don't know how I feel about that, but.
Wait, why don't you go to Spunk Lube Twitter and look at how all they sponsor, and then you'll feel weird.
Guess what? They followed me this week, so whenever someone follows me, I click on their Twitter to see, you know, what they're about, and if I want to follow them back. Yeah, I saw what all they have on there. Jesus. Wow.
And they sponsor Shooting the Shiznit. There we go. There's huge videos at the end, you know, just promoting, trying to get everyone over for November to Remember. They showed some clips of Mike Awesome, I can't remember who he beat, but Taz had dropped the belt to him in a three-way. And it just, I really liked Mike Awesome back then. He always had just crazy match for a guy that was that big. And then we saw a full ass shot of Sunny, where the other girls were spanking her with the paddle. Did you catch that?
I did. As Conrad Thompson would say, roll tide.
And after all these years, you know, all you got to do is go on to Pornhub.com and you can see all the ass of her that you want to. So
a lot more than you were seeing back then, by the way.
A lot more.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. Something I thought was really funny when they were showing clips was that onewrestling.com was on their, you know, their banner down there.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of people saying, well, those are all ECW guys, and they're going to say ECW is the greatest thing ever. But I don't ever remember that being part of their they actually sponsored them or vice versa. And that might be the reason those guys still make a living doing a wrestling kayfabe site to this date. Before we answer, the thing about ECW, and I noticed this and said this to Jazz, that even today, I remember Eric Bischoff at All In wanted to talk down the significance of ECW during one of the little roundtable things that they had. I don't think a lot of the people in the business really got it. I think it was more like the fans understood.
Yeah, it doesn't get near the, you know, Bischoff on his podcast a lot of times will, you know, takes credit for changing the business and changing people's perspective of the business. And he did, you know, absolutely did with, you know, Nitro and NWO and all that. But I think a lot of the mainstream guys, you know, don't give ECW near the credit it deserves. If there was not an ECW, there never would have been an Attitude Era. There wouldn't have been a lot of the things that helped change wrestling. And for whatever reason, guys just don't want to give them the credit they deserve. And it's unfortunate because ECW was a huge, huge part of that era of wrestling. And some of the favorite stuff, I go back and watch it now and go, yeah, you know, it was a bit much. You know, I get, you know, some people's disdain for it. You know, I mean, even guys like, you know, Neil Taylor hates ECW, never really watched it, but doesn't like it. And says it's all, you know, high spots and violence. And I'm like, well, you've never really watched a significant amount of it because that wasn't all that it was. It was that, but there was a lot of good wrestling, like you said, to Jerry and Jerry Lynn and, you know, Benoit and Malenko and Guerrero back in that, you know, time frame of ECW. And so I think it's unfortunate that guys like Bischoff just want to sweep it under the rug and not give credit for it being, you know, a huge part of what shaped, you know, wrestling even today.
I mean, still, you can, any wrestling fan knows what ECW is, and just to me, it's really weird that even today, if you're on WWE or whatever show you're watching, as soon as they go hardcore, the crowd starts chanting ECW. So that tells you what it means. All right, guys, we're going to answer. Was it really that good? Was it really that good, Gene?
This episode, not really. I mean, I know it's not fair to really judge it by a clip show, but I don't know. I fell asleep, so.
Oh, God. And Gene says that every time, goes, no. A show that had Sandman coming back, and I forgot to mention Tajiri used the Red Mist and Carino's cock. Still, though, with all that on there, I still got to say no. In 1999, ECW, even though this is our tribute month to ECW.
What a way to get off.
ECW.
Good job, Brian.
Yeah, I know. It really wasn't that good, guys. It really wasn't. So there we go. That might be a reason why it went down as you watch a show like this. Gene, thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for everybody for listening. This same bat time, same bat channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. Love my mama. Big move. No, let's not end that. I had to say that.
That's ridiculous.
Ambulance.